about a Shavuos topic. Remember to do, or to have in mind, somebody will do an Erev Tov Shilin for you, by the way. For the few times that Israel and in America, whenever Yanta falls out on a Friday, you need an Erev Tov Shilin to be able to prepare on Yanta for Shabbos. That was a runner-up topic that I was going to talk about, but more halachic, and most of the guys aren't, you know, setting their own Erev Tov Shilin yet. So you know, don't say with your mothers or with yeshivas. But anyway, we'll talk about the following topic relating to Shavuos. And the title of it, as you see the title on the top of the sheet, is Of Angels and Men. Of Angels and Men. It's basically a fancy title, one question and four answers. But you got to make it sound exciting. So you have to, Schefter says, right, hit her mitzvah in Talmud Torah also. Package it, you know, in an exciting and fun-sounding way. So Of Angels and Men, what's the issue, the question that we have dealt with, and you probably have heard it before. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos on Daf Eches Mabez, the source number one. Amar Yeshua ben Levi, Shalom Moshe Lamara, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai. Amru Malachi Asher is living at Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachim say to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ma Li Yulidi Shabeinu. Why is there a human being here? This is our turf. What's going on here? No, this is not meant to be. All right, this is angel land. Amar Lahen Lekabel Torah Ba. Hashem says, he's here to get the Torah. Haven't you heard? Maimon Arsina is coming. Rulafanav, they say, really? As if like the angels were surprised. Chamuda Genuza, the Genuza Lacha, Chameot Veshivim Veshiva Doros, a special treasure that was hidden for you 974 generations. Kodim Shenivra Ha'olam, how do you get 974? Good question. Not for now. Atamavakesh Linda Labasa Vadam. Going to give it to a human being? Interesting lashon. They don't even say Bnei Yisrael here. They just say to Basar Vadam, meaning mundane human terrestrial beings. That's who's going to, you're going to give the Torah to? Ma Enosh, and they quote a pasuk from Tehillim, which obviously, right, wasn't written yet, but the message was Ma Enosh Kitizkerenu, Uven Adam Kitifkedenu. What is a human? What's so special about him? Hashem, you are great. Your glory is on the heavens. So how is it that you're giving the Torah to the human beings? Not fair. Hashem does not answer the question. He says to Moshe, you give an answer. You answer the angels. The next three lines are some of those beautiful and illustrative lines in all of in all of Shas, right? What does Hashem say? You answer. Moshe says, I can't. Ribbono Shel Olam, Misyara and Ishema Yisrafuni Behevel Shebefiem. Maybe they're gonna burn me up. Angels speak fire. And I can't answer them. Amar Lo, Hashem says, don't worry. Achoz b'kisei kvodi. Hold on to my kisei akavid. Chazor lem shuvah, give them an answer. As if that's base. Now hold on, the imagery that we get. Again, we're going to have to talk about what's the message of holding on to the Kisei HaKavod. Is there anything, what's the deeper idea? Hashem does not really have a throne. Right? Kisei HaKavod is one of the seven items that were created before the world was created. Remember that, Gemara? Lachem and Nedarim, for the seven items, Kisei HaKavod was one of them. Torah was another one. Right? But not as 74 generations before. So Moshe, give him an answer. We'll skip two lines. So Amar Lefanav. So Moshe talks to Hashem and says, Ribbono Shel Olam, Torah Shata Nosei Limakzib Bei. The Torah that you're giving me, what's written in it? Anochi Hashem Elokech Asher Ozeisich Eretz Mitzrayim. I took you out of Egypt. On my lands, he turns to the angels. L'Mitzrayim Yaradatem. L'Parosh Baratem. Did you go through this? Tzias Mitzrayim. Hashem's talking to you? No. Or L'Mitei Lachem. Moshe did not wait for an answer. He went to the next. Shumaksid Bey. You know this Gemara. Lo yelachalhem achirim. The second of the Dibros. Don't have other gods. Goyim atem shuyim shovdim avodah zarah. Are you amongst the Goyim? You worship avodah zarah. You have this taiva. Shumaksid Bey. Zachar shiyam and Shabbos lakadsho. Keep Shabbos. Lo matem osim malacha. Atem suichim shvos. Angels, you had a tough week. Busy Raphael. Raphael had a busy week this week. A lot of people were sick. And he needs a rest. Michael. Doesn't apply. Shuv maksid be lo siso lo signo. All the yisurim. So immediately the angels realize that nothing doing. Hodu lo la kadosh baruch hu. They admit to Hashem. You're right. right? Give it to them. Shneemar, in that same parak of Tehillim, a similar pasuk, not the last phrase. Hashem Adonai Mo'adir Shimcha, Ilu Tznahot Chal Hashemayim Moksiv. Okay, the end of that pasuk is written there, and they become Moshe's best friend. Very famous question. What exactly were the angels thinking? What did Moshe teach them that they didn't know beforehand? They wanted the Torah. Moshe just quoted parts of the Torah to them. So what was Moshe Mechadish to them that they didn't know beforehand? And how are we supposed to understand this Gemara? And again, it's a basic question, because Maimon Har Sinai is like the most defining moment in our history. But figure out exactly, you know, what happened at Maimon Har Sinai. That's the question. I was thinking, I didn't see this pointed out anywhere, and again, I have to think about it more, and maybe you could have some suggestions. Shavuos, let's say with the other case. Pesach is called Zman Chirusenu. Sukkot is called Zman Simchasenu. Both of those, they're not called the Zman of the event. You don't call Pesach Zman Yitzias Mitzrayim. You just call it Zman Chirusenu. We call it the result of the event. Zman Chirusenu. Sukkot, we don't call it Zman Anane Akavot Shalanu. Call it Zman Simchasenu, which is a simcha that we have based on the Akavet, based on the gathering that we're doing. But both of those, we call the time period about the feeling we're supposed to have. We don't call it about the event. Shavuos, Zman, Atan Torasenu. We don't talk about what it's supposed to do to us. We just call it Zman of the event. As if the event itself is supposed to connect to us. It's the Zman of Matan Torasenu. We just label it like that. We don't take it to the next level. Zman Limudenu, Zman Avasenu, nothing. Just focus on the event. What's the message seems to be that the event itself has some power. Again, if you see, look around in the Shavuos books that you have at home. You see anybody else make this? I didn't do enough research, but I'm sure people talk about it. But it just reflects and emphasizes that it's the event itself that we have to focus on. Okay, so what we're going to do over the next couple of minutes is three ideas. There's a fourth one which I will leave you with, which I'm not going to go into, but really three ideas. That the answer to this question really gives us an insight into the whole holiday itself. It helps us realize what we are celebrating and what we're supposed to think about during this holiday. One of the most popular answers to the question, Mikey, thank you for joining us. The question is, what were the angels thinking? They didn't want to give the Torah to B'nai Yisrael. So Moshe disproved them. Of course, it only applies to human beings. So what were they thinking? So we have to explain what they were thinking and then explain what their answer to them was. So as great a Havamina that they wanted it, as well as we explain the angel's Taina, it's not going to be good enough. Because Moshe, remember, gave them an answer that they had to accept. So what exactly were they thinking? So a very popular suggestion that's given, that's suggested by many, is that we know, I gave it to you from the Avi Ezri, that's Rav Shach on the Rambam. His commentary came out a number of times. So the fifth time that it came out, I have it there in source number two. He wrote a Hadamah to each of the times it came out. This is Madura Hey. And the one that I have, all of the introductions are printed at the front of volume one. So like he has like six introductions. So their following idea, which you might have heard before. There are many different levels and understandings of the Torah. You can understand the Torah on many different levels. Right? The Sfarim talk about Pardes, Shat, Remez, Rasod, different levels. The angel said, keep the Torah in heaven because the Kabbalistic ideas and the Pnimius and the secrets of the Torah are just as true here as anywhere. So let us have the Torah. Because the secrets of the Torah, that's what we study. Says Rav Shach, source number two. Abir b'chalzeh, yelo ha-Torah nidreshes l'masha nigla lanu. V'gam la-nistar lanu. Is nigla and is nistar. Rabbi Akiva Yadorish Chivli Tilim Shal Halachos. Rabbi Akiva remembered darshan mountains and mountains of halachos from every little crown on top of the Torah. That's not the pshat. But there's so much Torah Shabbat there. Al kol kotz me'osios ha-Torah v'al tzavar shel lamed. Every neck of a lamed teaches us something. B'yosios yud and hey barash de'olamos. Like we say, b'ka Hashem tzur olamim. B'ka yud and hey. Hashem created the world with the yud and the hey. And the line that we've spoken about in the past, I gave it to you, the Ramban on the bottom of the page. And all the Torah on a deeper level spells out Shem Hashem. If we put all the letters together, you have it broken up. Bereshis, Bara, Elokim. If you put all the letters together, somehow it spells out Shem Hashem. Shem Hashem. Skip for a moment to source number three on the bottom. Od yesh biyadeinu kabbalah shel emes. Ikala Tarakula Shmosa Shalakarish Barahu. All Torah Shem Hashem Shatevos Mischalkos Loshemos Binyan Echot. The words can be split up differently. This is, by the way, parenthetically, this is one of the answers now. It says that Moshe Reb Machlokas Tanoim in Baba Basra. Remember that? Who wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah? Was it Moshe? Was it Yoshua? Av Tesvav or so. Yudal Tesvav? I think it's Tesvav. So, according to the one that said Moshe wrote it, how could he have written it? It says Moshe died. He couldn't write Moshe died. Yavas Moshe Eved Hashem. The Vilna Gaon says it didn't say Moshe died. And he wrote it. He wrote it in the natural Shem Hashem way. So he gave the Torah, but it was written in its pristine state. The rest of the Torah was given broken up. When Moshe wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah, it was given in the pristine natural state. But we know on a deeper level, the whole Torah spells out Shem Hashem. And therefore, that's what the Malachim wanted. Okay, Bereishis Barlokim, we won't read the Torah like that. We'll read it on the more Kabbalistic secret level, the premius of the Torah. But keep it by us. Skip a few lines. Meaning, when the Malachim read the Torah, it didn't have to say, L'tir tzach lo sinaf, anoch Hashem alokecha. Aval malachim shalu, lama leses etor liulanisha, kibanosh kitizkeranu, de nikris mikol teva, sidre maisim erkava, velas ashmos of shalakodesh baruchu, secrets. And he quotes from Mevchaim of Elazhin. Mevchaim Elazhin, quoting from the Gra, on the Pasuk Alu Zeva Negev. Not one of the more exciting psukim in the Torah. Go up from the south. Go up from the south. The Gra was shown 22,600 pshatim on those three words, Alu Zeva Negev. We don't know that many pshatim on everything altogether that we've ever heard in our entire lives. The Gra heard that was nigla to him. Those amount of pshatim on Alu Zeva Negev. As Rav Chaim Volozhin in the Hagdama to the Sefer on the Zohar that the Gra wrote, Sifra Ditzniusa. So there's so much, that's the Malachim. Malachim said, secrets of the Torah, Shmos of Shalakadosh Baruch Hu. So what's the answer then? The Malachim get a no. The answer is no. Why is the answer no? So three similar but different formulations. Again, each message here is important for the Yontif HaShavuos. Three similar but different formulations, says the Mabit, going to page number two now if you're following. Source number four, says the Mabit, in Beis Elokim, his Sefer on Emunah and other topics. We know there are Shivim Panim LaTorah, there are 70 faces to Torah. They all go together. You have to have the ability to connect to all the faces of the Torah and all the layers of the Torah. Since the Malachim are Mufka, are excluded from at least one layer of Torah, can't get it. We could be connected to every layer of Torah. Says the Mabit, "V'kivon sha'achas min hashivim panim, sha'torah nidreshes bahem, u'binyan taryag mitzvos." One of the ways that you understand Torah is we call pshat. We call taryag mitzvos. and the malachim can't shake a lulav, and they can't blow shofar. So since they don't have that layer of Torah, gamkein apnim shatar nidreshes bahem b'nishmodav shalakodesh baruch hu yisbarach in roish yibedechem. They can't have the other layer of Torah either. Why? Ein ra'ui shetinasin atorah lachatzoen. People who have the Torah have to get a complete package. You can't have some and not others. Malachim aren't shayach to one layer of Torah. Human beings to connect the Torah on all levels. Just one step deeper, the Torah is what connects us to Hashem. Malachim also connect to Hashem through Torah. But they're missing one level. And the goal of Torah, whoever gets the Torah needs to be connected to Hashem through every layer of Torah that's available. And that's related to a thought we did two sugis ago, actually. Rashi and the Ramban, if you remember, on V'hayu L'Basar Echad. Remember that beautiful Ramban? What does it mean, Basar Echad? The Rashi says, Avlad HaNotzar Aydei Shnehem. Baby. How does Adam and Chava, how does man and woman become Basar Echad? The child is born as one flesh. But what does the Ramban say? No. It means the relationship. Because even animals have offspring. That's not what's being meant here. Be'im Bozetam, says the Ramban. Kikama Be'im Bachaya Yilu Basar Echad B'Vlado Sehem. They don't have dveikus with their mates. Male will come to any female, the yelchu. That's why the pasuk says no. Since the nekeva is etzem yatsama v'upaser mipsaro, the davak ba, oyzok mipsaro, v'yachbot zval v'yos tamanimo, is a relationship. They yearn for each other. They connect to each other on the social level, on the emotional level, on the psychological level, on the physical level. So many levels a husband and wife connect to. That makes them basar echad. That gives them dveikus. Rabosai, what does the Torah tell us? V'atem hadveikim Hashem Elokeichem. We have dveikus with Hashem through the Torah. And Hashem wants us to be connected on every level. And that is why the Malachim can't have the Torah. The Malachim say, we want the Pnimius. We want that layer of Torah. So secret. What's Moshe's answer? Anochi Hashem Elokecha, lo sirsach, lo sinach. You can't relate to Hashem on this level. So it's a package deal. We can relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on all the different levels of understanding of Torah, of appreciation of Torah. And that is why we get it. We have a full Kabbalah HaTorah, not Lachatzoyin. That's one formulation, what the Malachim were answered. He said, we want the Pnimius. No. It's a package deal. Similar idea, but not exactly the same, is Rav Shach himself. Rav Shach himself says, it's not just that it's a package deal, and therefore if you're missing one, but you can't be missing the basic one. The pshat of the Torah is not just one of the levels. Pshat is the most basic level, where it starts. You can't get to any other level unless you have pshat, right? We learned, amazing, here in Baba Basra, and we learned the Gemara in Yevamos, Havdalid Ein HaMikra Yotze Midei Pshuto. Starts with pshat. Only one exception to the rule. Remember, Abachar Asher Teled. Other than that, pshat. You can't learn Torah. And this is my, let me just read his words for a second. Shekol zeh mashenecho lebatoras chachmas Hashem, maisem merkava, zerakim yesh ba hanigle lanu shul yitzias mitzrayim. Edin Shabbos, v'chiyat mitzvah shol shmira v'zechira. Oz yesh gam gam anistar v'efshol lehavim nimena. That's the first, have the pshat in order to get to the next level. Or I'll say it a little differently. Maybe this is what he means. You can't learn Torah without living Torah. Pshat is living Torah. Torah is not just an exercise. The Torah brings us closer to Hashem. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the Malachim. You want the learning and the secrets, but you can't have that unless you live it. Unless you have the pshat level. Because that's what connects us. The mitzvos connect us. And appreciating the mitzvos connects us to Hashem. It's a beautiful thought. I probably mentioned this in a Wednesday night shiur months ago. Rav Volbi has a sefer mitzvos shkulos. I mentioned this before. I think I have. But it's about the seven mitzvos that he has that are connected to Torah kula. Mitzvos shkulos that are shakul. So one of them is tzitzis. So he talks about, you know, Chazal tell us that tzitzis is connected to all the mitzvos. Zachartim is called mitzvos Hashem and is gematria. What's tzitzis? Is it 600? And then you have eight strings and five knots. 613. Tzitzis remind us of all the mitzvos. He explains, how does tzitzis remind us of all the mitzvos? So he says, source number seven, beautiful. He says, let's read it. Quote a medrash. Mashal le'echad, line five. Mushlach le'toch ha'mayim. Somebody falls overboard, over a boat. Hoshet ha'kabar nitez ha'chevel. They throw a rope to him. Ba'amarlo, tfos chevel zeh. Grab this rope. Yal tanicheyo, don't let go. Shem tanicheyo ein l'chachayim. If you let go, not going to live. Yafkach amar le'ekadosh baruch hu li'Yisrael. Hashem says, as long as you do mitzvahs, there's that word again, dveikus. Mitzvahs are our life preservers. There are ropes. We can stay connected. Says Rav Volbi, why does tzitzis remind us? Tzitzis are strings. When we see strings, we're supposed to think about that every mitzvah that we do is a string that we could climb up, that we could connect with. It's the top of the next page. Adam ho'ocheiz b'chevel shel taryei mitzvahs. Ha'barnita aniyah moshecha da'adam. Hashem's the captain. He's throwing us the life preservers. He's throwing us the strings. That's the pshat. That's the basic level. So angels, you want the Torah. You want the premius, you want the learning, but if you don't live it, you can't learn it. You can't learn it, but you can't have the special Kabbalah that we have. Number two. This is all within shot number one of what the angels wanted. The angels wanted the premius of the Torah. The answer is A, the Mabit. Well, it's a package deal. You can't have one level. You can't have any of them. It's a package. Number two shot of the answer is this is the most basic level. This isn't just one level. This is where it starts. This is living Torah. This is the pshat. Just a third formulation in this pshat, in this idea, is from the Bnei Yisachar. Out of different sources that we don't always get to learn. The Bnei Yisachar, Dinever, the Chodesh Sivan, he quotes, that it's similar to the what we just said. He says it a little differently. He says the angels wanted ultimate enjoyment. And ultimate enjoyment, spiritual enjoyment, comes from depth in the Torah. Yadua, says the Bnei Yisachar, Hishtokugus ha-malachim ala Torah, Bivadai, the yearning of the angels for the Torah, Lo haisab shukasim sh'al pashtiyusa, Lo tirtzach lo tinaf lo tignof. But they didn't have a tshuka for the basic mitzvos, because, as we know, mitzvos aren't shy after them. Ein davar zenoig b'neihem. Ein benips b'nimsa b'neihem v'ram mukshamim. Aval heim yadhu mita'anug ha-Torah. Eimek b'nimiyusa. But they knew about the ta'anug. They knew about what we learned. Remember the Egle Tal? Remember Avim and Ahar? That Torah itself has a hana element. We did that this year. I think we did. Mitzvos lav lahenos nitnu. Ona doesn't apply to Talmud Torah because part of Talmud Torah is the Hana. Dine atzvis pimis and arayosim mikol ha-tanugim. Adim sa b'chol olamos le-devraim. The tainug that we would have behind Torah is greater than any other enjoyment. Sometimes we don't always have it. But it's true. I gave you probably the most famous line the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh wrote. They say that when the Rebbes say that when he wrote this line, fire shot out of the quill. And there was like sparks in the room. I don't know what that means, but that's what they say. What is it? It's one little line in Parshas Kisavo. I gave it to you. This is the same idea. The Tainug, learning. This is a refrigerator or a Chaim HaKadosh. Says the Chaim, in the days when you used to put things on the front of the fridge when it was like magnetic. Now you got to put it on the side of the fridge. Okay. Am Yermos B'maymar B'chol HaTov. Ein Tov El HaTorah. Shemahayu B'nei Adam Margishin B'metikus V'arevus Tov HaTorah. If we would really appreciate when we learned, if we would appreciate the ultimate depth of the Torah, and we would get ultimate enjoyment as we're supposed to get, we would go crazy and lose our mind. And we would follow it. We wouldn't think about anything else in the world. Only what we just learned, that would be the only thing in the world, because it would be totally consuming. But Hashem has Rachmanis on us, and we don't get to that level so we can function in life. But inherently, we have to realize that this is true. And this is what the Malachim wanted. They wanted that Tainuk. So what did Moshe answer? You can't have that Tainuk, similar to what we just said, without the actual Maisa HaMitzvos. The ultimate Tainuk doesn't just come from the learning. It comes from the mitzvahs themselves. Avalachuve Elios Tainuk Pnimis HaTorah. Shukav Yachol or Mata Levusho. The mitzvahs are the physical covering. And you can't get to the inner Tainuk without that cover. And that's what the Ramchal writes so beautifully. The ultimate simcha that one has. And again, we have to go through life and realize this. Because when we're younger, we're pulled in a lot of other directions. We don't always have it. Ramchal says in Perek Yutes, that's a crucial perek. So much there. Says the Mesillas Yesharim in Perek Yutes, towards the end of the Sefer. Zosia simcha hamitas, she libo shel adam aleis, will be so happy. Al shu zoche lavo lefei Adon Yisbarach, shei kamo. All the simchas, we have to recognize that we get to serve Hashem, we get to go daven, we get to put on tefillin, we get to learn Torah for a few minutes, we have a yontif, we have such meaningful holidays. Even though this holiday for many of us is going to be different. Sitting in one's home, it's going to be hard to stay up, you know, when you're not in shul, you don't have the whole, and if you fall asleep, it's okay. But we have to recognize the meaningful day it is when we celebrate the purpose of our life. No other nation has holidays like that. We celebrate the purpose that we were created. Greater simcha could we have. Meaningful holidays. This is all John number one. What the Malachim want, the Pnimius HaTorah. They wanted the special behind the learning. And we said, no, they can't have it. They can't have it, A, because the Mabit, you have to have all layers. Number two, Aviezri, you have to have at least have the Pshat layer. Number three, Simcha comes out of the Maisa HaMitzvos. It's all similar formulations, but a little different focus. Number two. Second shot, what the Malachim wanted. Again, there's so much here. Feel free. Again, there are three or four famous Gemaras in this year that you have in front of you. Just learn them at the Yantav table. You're at home with your family. Some of these Gemaras. The next Gemara is one of the most challenging Gemaras to understand. Ellie, bring this up at your Yantav table. You know, and you'll have some intellectuals there who will find this Gemara somewhat heretical, you know, if you don't delve into it. This is a Gemara that you might be familiar with. It's a little scary Gemara because if you've never seen it, it's going to blow your mind. But I'm sure all of you have been through Shas already in your travels, and Beth Hashem, you have seen the Gemara. But here it is. It's a Gemara about a detail in Hilchos Saras. Gemara in Metzia Pevav. This is how we're going to get to the second shot. Those are machlokes in Shemayim. Metzia Pevav. You know how you remember this Gemara? Where's Yosef? Yosef Fink. You know how you remember this Gemara? Woo! Whoa! Woo! Poo! Pevav. Woo! Bametzia. And remember, BM, base medrash. Woo! Woo! Wow! What a Gemara. Here it is. Tamifugim Masifta Durakia. I said they were arguing in Shamayim about this. In Beharis Kodemis Laseir Lavan, if the spot comes before the white hair, then it's a sign of Tumah for Saras. In Seir Lavan Kodem Lebeharis Tar. If the white hair comes first, Tar. Suffolk. What if you're not sure what came first? The spot on the skin or the white hair? What if you're not sure? Look at the words of the Gemara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer Tahar Kula Mesifta Durakia Amri Tameh. Hashem says Tar and the Malachim said Tameh. It was a machlokes between the Malachim and Hashem. How can you say that? How could the Gemara write those words? You can't argue on God. This is not like a machlokes tanaim. This is even arguing on a Tana. Moshe Rabbeinu, this is Hashem himself. What does this mean? Let's continue. So Hashem says Tar, they say Tame. Ami Man Nochach, they say in Shemaim, okay, who's going to be Machria? Who's going to decide? The answer isn't God. The answer is Rabbi Bar Nachmani. He's the expert in Hilchos Saras. Let's get Rabbi Bar Nachmani. So I think you have to add in a little bit to this story. They waited till it was time for him to die. They didn't like get him that day before it was time to die. They waited for the time that it, remember in Shemaim, there's no time. They're outside of time. So not like, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Anyway, so Malach HaMavis, though, couldn't get to him. It was one of those. He didn't stop learning. Two people in Gemara. Matzi Malach HaMavis L'mikravlei. L'kazek Kumin B'girsei. Finally, there was a wind. He made a wind. And he died. And as he died, he said, Tahar, Tahar. Meaning, like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Baskol said, Ashrecha Rav Avraham Nachmani, Tekuvcha Torah V'yatsa Nishmascha B'tahar. That's the Gemara. So Hashem said Tar, the angels say Tameh, Rabbi Nachmani said Tar. Look in the Rambam in Hilchos Tumah Saras, Paskins, Tameh. I guess the Mishnah says this is the only time that we have a record that the Rambam Paskins against God. It's pretty strong. How do you Paskin against Hashem? Now what's going on here? You can't even say these words. So the Kesef Mishnah says, oh, maybe because when he said, when Rabbi Nachmani said Tar, he was kind of already half dead. So it was Lo B'Shamayim. So it wasn't really, he was already B'Shamayim. Again, look at that Kesef Mishnah in 13. What is going on here? And again, I'm not going to read it inside because we don't have a full time. The next Gemara B'Tana Shalach Noah, you remember of Yeshua, Reb Elazar, and Machlokes, Reb Elazar says, if I'm right, the walls of the base medrash and the tree will prove that I'm right, and the water will flow upstream. And they finally ignored it. And finally, Lo B'Shamayimi, don't bring me riots. So again, the same kind of question. If a miracle happens, doesn't that show that that's what Hashem wants? How could you paskin against God? What does it mean, Lo B'Shamayimi? What's the answer to these questions? The answer is, it's not paskining against Hashem. Rav Asher Weiss says this in the Hagdama, the third volume of his Shuvas. Hashem gave the power to the rabbis to interpret the Torah, to make decisions, and figure out what the halacha is. He gave that power. There are many different levels and aspects of every Torah topic. You can look at it as Tam, you can look at it as Tar. That's in theory. But in terms of Psak Halacha, who determines? Hashem gave the rabbis the power to paskin. So it's not that Hashem says Tar and the rabbis say Tameh. Hashem says Tar in Shamayim. When the rabbis say Tameh, Hashem says Tameh also. Once the rabbis say it. And that's why it's Lo B'Shamayim. Because Hashem gave the power to the Rabbanan to create their own MS. I'll take the question in a second. They create their own MS. And that's why there's a beautiful medrash. I gave it to you in 17. That when Hashem wanted to create the world, the angels were having a fight. If it's a good idea or a bad idea. Some angels say, create man because he does chesed. Another one said, don't create man, he's full of lies. Look at the medrash. Print out these sources if you can before Yontif. And you can look at all these things inside. And the pasuk says, the medrash says, Hashem says, okay, let MS sprout forth from the ground. Era MS me'aretz tismach. meaning I'll agree to that MS. That's an MS that I'm subjugating myself to, so to speak. Aviyachal Hashem says. So Hashem gives the power to the Rabbanan, and then he is maskim to what they say. Says the Beis Halevi. Yaakov, I'll get to the question in a second. That's what the Malachim were jealous of. We want the power to darshan. We want the power to interpret. We want the power to take part in the creative process. It's not fair that we just get to learn and we don't get to create like the rabbis do. We want that power. We want that creative process. That's what they were jealous of. An unbelievable thought. Beis HaLevi says, that's what they wanted. Torah Sheba'al Peh. They wanted Torah Sheba'al Peh, the Midos. They wanted to do Kal V'Chomer and Gzeir Shava, like we're talking about in Shir. HaTorah Nidna LeYisrael Sheyiyu Heim Darshim Osa. V'Kvi Sheheim Askimim Api Klolim Kenu B'Emes. Whatever they decide, that'll be the MS. Beis HaLevi does not mention what Moshe Rabbeinu's answer to them was. But Yaakov, you had a question first. Yeah?
Two things. One, could this like be why I forgot the opinion, but at the beginning of Sanhedrin says Shara is a mitzvah?
That is a question about how to understand Shara. Shara might be like another option for the Dayanim themselves. So here, one Shita says Shara is a mitzvah, one says it's an Avera. You know, it's two extremes.
So what about the Parahalam Shaldavar and Hurrius? Like, why is that an Avera if the Rabbanim and Sanhedrin were able to make the decisions?
I'd say because that's a detail. That's a decision that they realize that it's... We don't believe in rabbinic infallibility, right? They make mistakes. If they realize that there was a mistake, then they could change it. This is how they interpret. And nobody, up until that point, that's the talk. That'll be part of actually tonight's shiur about David HaMelech's Chataim and rabbinic infallibility. If you want to get ready for tonight's year, you can look up on Wikipedia, papal infallibility. I was reading up on it a little bit. Pope Kim Duanavera. That's part of what they believe in. But you don't have to do that. It's okay. But anyway, this is what the Malachim wanted. So what was Moshe's answer to them? Beis HaLevi doesn't go into this part of it. So what was Moshe's answer? What was Moshe's answer? That there's more sources here. But I think maybe one could answer the following idea. And if you don't remember anything from the Shir, you'll remember the next 2 minutes. There's a question that was asked by the Kedushas Levi and the Mabit, both of them. Why often in Shas we have Teku? And Teku, the Pashas, just means let it stand, we don't have an answer. But we all know that learned at some point in our lives, Teiku is also our Rashi Tevis. Ishbi Itaris Kushis Vabayas. The Yonavi is going to answer all of our questions. Ask the Kedushas Levi. Ask the Mabit, why is it Teiku and not? Somebody finish the question. Anybody hear this before?
Moshe Rabbeinu.
Moshe Rabbeinu, Meku. Why Eliyahu Navi? Moshe is our greatest Rebbe. Why don't we say Meku? Mashiach comes, Moshe will answer all of our questions. Why is it Dafke Eliyahu HaNavi? Or Mashiach will answer the questions. Why do we say Teiku, not Meku? So if you look in the, I gave you from the Eim HaBanim Smecha, which is the great Rav Teichtel.
What's the stand for? What does Teiku stand
Tishbi,
for?
Tishbi, Eliyahu HaTishbi.
Tishbi, yeah.
Narrates, he'll answer. Kushios, questions, Vabayos, and doubts. Tishbi Atari's Kushios Vabayos. So why not Meku? Say both of these great Achronim. Say both of these great Achronim. You could only give a psak halacha if you're involved in the world. If you know what's going on. Avram Avinu can't paskin about microwaves. Kiva Eger can't paskin about internet deals on Shabbos. He uses question. What exactly, how it works. You can only ask a psak halacha question from a rabbi who's involved, who's living, who knows what's going on. Somebody's in an ivory tower and has never stepped outside and doesn't know about the world, they can't answer a question. It has to be alive and involved. Moshe Rabbeinu, as great as he was, he died. Moshe's not alive today. Eliyahu HaNavi never died. He comes to every bris, every seder, and once in a while he'll dress up in the physical. And there'll be some meetings with him by some people. He can answer the questions because he's involved in the world. Rav Teichtel used this to say that in 1942, when he was writing this, all the rabbis who were very anti people going to the Yishuv and Eretz Yisrael from years before, you don't have to listen to them because they don't see the reality right now of Jews being slaughtered everywhere, and they need a place, they need a homeland. That's how, that was the context of how he brought this in Eima Banim Tzmecha. You have to ask the rabbis of today, ask the rabbis who are involved today, what exactly is the answer? That's the pshat of Kedushas Levi, and the Mabit, why it's Meku, it's not Meku, but it is Teku. So maybe that's the answer that Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Malachim. The Malachim wanted the koach of drasha, of psak, of deciding. The answer is, but you don't live Torah. If you're not living the Torah, if you're not involved in the world, nothing to talk about. You can't darshan. You can't decide. You give omidos. That's only for people who live the Torah. Eliyahu versus Moshe. That's the people versus the angels. That's the second idea. So again, the angels wanted the premius of the Torah, and we spoke about that. The angels wanted the koach hadrasha, and we spoke about that. Third and final idea, what the angels wanted. The Gemara says in Maseches Chulin, on the Tzadi Aleph, verse number 20, the angels, it says by Yaakov Avinu in Vayetze, that Hashem was on top of the ladder. Hashem was on top of the ladder. The Gemara says, because angels were going up and down, and they wanted to hurt Yaakov Avinu. Hashem had to protect him. It doesn't say how and why the angels wanted to hurt Yaakov. Why they want to hurt him? Hashem nitzav alav. Hashem was protecting him. Why they want to hurt him? Rav Asher Weiss in Parshas Vayetze quotes one of the Rebbes, Rav Shimshon Meastropolia, one of the sharp Rabbanim. He says, if you look at the beginning of Vayetze, it's an amazing little one line. Yaakov Avinu says, right, Avram Myers could correct the pasuk that I'm not going to quote properly, right, that Achein Yesh Elokim Ba'machom Hazeh Va'Anochi Lo Yadati. Achein and Anochi are only different by one letter. Achein, wow, does Yeshua look, when he wakes up, Anochi lo yadati, I didn't know. So Rav Shimshon says, Achein stands for, what are the four things on the Kisei HaKavod? Achein, Aryeh, Kruv, Nesher. Aryeh, Kruv, Nesher. Achein. Yaakov Avinu says, Achein. Wow, this is a special place. It goes to the Kisei HaKavod. Va'anochi, what's the yud? Yaakov. Yaakov's face is on the Kisei HaKavod. I didn't know about me. Anochi lo yadati. I thought the Kisei HaKavod, achein, but anochi. What does that mean? Yaakov Avinu says, Rashi Weiss explains, does it mean that Yaakov was on the Kisei HaKavod? Yaakov is our father, B'nai Yisrael, B'nai Yaakov. We have the ability to achieve perfection. Be right next to the Kisei HaKavod. Yaakov achieved perfection. Medr says there were four people that were called twice by Hashem. Yaakov, Avram. Moshe. What's the other one? Anybody Tanakh buffs? Avram. Yaakov, Moshe. Shmuel. But those four. I give you the Medrash that puts them together. What does that mean? Yaakov. Yaakov down here was exactly like Yaakov up there. He achieved his potential. Avram down here, Avram up there. That's what the angels were jealous of. What the angels say, we are perfect. Isn't that the goal of life? We're perfect beings. Give us the Torah. Isn't that what it's all about? And Moshe answers, no, the goal is not to be born created perfect. It's to achieve perfection. Be holy people. That's the goal of our lives. Not the goal, not the end, but the process. Perfecting ourselves, not perfection. Perfecting ourselves is the goal. Not being perfect. So the angels were jealous of Yaakov for that. Because they wanted that ability to achieve. About human beings rising up and meeting the challenges. And that's the goal of our life. And that's the conversation between Moshe and the angels. So we've seen various approaches the angels claim. Number one, they wanted Pnimius. Number two, they wanted the Koach Tadarshan. Three, they wanted to achieve perfection. They were born perfect. They wanted the Torah. They were perfect. We realize that we celebrate today Moshe's answer. We celebrate that we are who we are. And Hashem loves us exactly for that reason. The Gemara tells us in Psachim that every holiday there's a machlokas tanon how you have to celebrate. Chatzi l'Hashem v'chatzi l'chem. Kulo l'Hashem, kulo l'chem. Do you have to learn and fast all day or not? The Gemara says that on Shavuos, everybody agrees you have to have a Suda. Not have to fast all day and learn all day. But it's the day the Torah was given. It's very surprising. Right, the day the Torah was given, so you should have to learn all day. No. What does Rashi say? There in Psachim Tzamaches, Aharos Shenoachu Mekubal Yomzeh Yisrael Shenim Torah Book. To show that we love it. Human beings are happy about something. They make a party. They make a mesiba. At a deeper level, we eat because we're showing that we're human. We're not angels. This isn't Yom Kippur. We celebrate Moshe's answer today on Shavuos. We celebrate that we take part in the creative process. We do mitzvahs and get the tainug. We achieve perfection, but we're not born perfect. Those are all things that we celebrate. And that's why it's such a special day, and that's all about Zman Matan Torah Seinu. You don't have to call it anything else. It's the Zman of that event, because that event defines who we are every day of our lives. We have to just appreciate it and put it into practice. Bezrat Hashem, we shall be zochet to a great Yantif, true Kabbalah Satorah, and for those who are in Eretz Yisrael, a great Shabbos as well. Well, in Chutz Laaretz is also a great Shabbos, but it's not going to be Yantif here anymore. And next week, we'll have to have two Varts on every Parsha, because there's going to be a little break for a couple of months for us. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, 10 o'clock tonight, at the Shem Sichas Chaim, about the Chet of David HaMelech. Chet of David HaMelech.